Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Manifest It Sis podcast. This is your host, Danny Faust, and let's hop into episode 41 because it's going to be a quickie, but it's important, and I'm excited to talk to you about this. Today, we're talking about how to start focusing on yourself. It might sound silly, that title, and it might seem like a very simple concept. Oh, you just start focusing on yourself. But truly, I think it's layered, and I'm not getting into the heavy part of this layering, but it's definitely layered, especially culturally for Black women, for women of immigrant parents. There is a stigma on focusing on you. There is a stigma on doing for yourself versus doing for others. And I know this is also relevant and prevalent in non-minority communities, but I speak of what I know most. So that's why I bring up Black women. But all women have this expectation to do for others and value being given for what you do for others and how much of a giver you are. And oh, she'd give the shirt off her back. Oh, she was such a good mother. She just did for those kids. You know what happens when you just do for others and then don't do anything for yourself? You die unhappy. Your kids leave the house and you're like, oh, who the fuck am I? I don't want that for you. I don't want that for me. What's good is there's a shift going on. Gen X is shifting. My millennial brethren are definitely shifting. And then Gen Z, they're like, yo, fuck y'all. I'm only going to focus on myself. And I feel like it is a necessary shift. We're seeing so much more messaging about ease. We're seeing so much more messaging and movement starting for rest. The nap ministry comes to mind. But people are starting to recognize, like, we have to focus on ourselves and our well-being if we're going to do anything for others. You've heard it so many times by now, but are you actually doing it? And I'm really asking this question because it's come up in recent readings I've been doing for people. It's come up in my one-on-one clients, and it's come up in my Facebook group about the actual how to shift from that mindset of I've got to do, I've got to serve, how much can I handle, everything I can do for others, how to shift from that mindset into one where you focus on you. Like, some people, it's hard to even think, like, what do I even like? What do I even want? So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. It's going to be a quickie, like I said, but despite the brevity, it's really important. And I want you to, if you're in the space of, I don't even know how to focus on myself, or I feel guilty when I focus on myself, or I feel ashamed that I don't know how to focus on myself. If you're putting any type of negative spin on this, I want you to just take a deep breath. Let your shoulders relax, relax your stomach, relax your jaw, let your tongue come down from the top of your mouth, and recognize that you are okay, you are safe, you are perfect as is with all your flaws, and together we're going to work through this. It takes your intention. So let's go with this. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got a few tips. I'm not counting. Okay. So the first thing is to decide to. How to start focusing on yourself. First, you have to make that choice to do so. And that is, it sounds so simplistic, but it's really powerful for you to draw a line in the sand for yourself. It's really powerful for you to, like, declare, I am doing X, Y, Z for me. That's radical for some people. Women are chronically have jacked up throat chakras because they're not holding their boundaries. They're not speaking up for themselves. They're not saying what it is that they actually want. They're going along to get along. They're not trying to make waves. They're trying to stay employed, stay married, keep the kids happy, all of these things. And they're kind of shrinking themselves and not saying, hey, this is what I want and I'm going to do it. So I want you to take that radical step of saying, God damn it, this is what I'm going to do. Boom. Okay, that boom was me, like, banging down a gavel in my mind. Anyway, so what do you decide that you're going to do to focus on yourself. So you can write this down and just, I decide I'm going to focus on myself for the month of April. Or I decide that I'm going to give myself a day every week to focus on me. There's no rules. You can decide what you want. But the point is that you have to decide. You have to say it out loud, tell a friend, write it in your journal, put it on your vision board, put a little post-it on your computer, tell your spouse. I don't care. Just make the decision within yourself and say it out loud, even if the only person you have to say it out loud to is you in the mirror. And put it somewhere where you're going to see it. So we're saying it out loud. We are writing it down somewhere, but mostly we're committing to it. This is a shift into being bold and saying, you know what? I love myself enough to start focusing on myself. Even if I don't know how it's going to look, even if I don't know where to really start, I'm deciding to do this for me because I know and believe that I am worth it. Okay? All right. So that's step one. You make the decision. Great. Next, I want you to get off of social media. Okay. Don't go throwing your phone. Don't go turning off the volume on this podcast. Don't go switching to something else. Here's what I mean. If you are one of those people for whom social media is triggering, has you comparing yourself to others, has you comparing your bank account to others, your kids to others, your looks to others, your clothes to others, if it has you ever feeling bad about yourself, ever wishing you were living someone else's life, has you spending more money than you want to spend, or purchasing things that you don't even really need or want, if it's having a negative effect on you in those type of ways, or any other type of way that I just didn't think of right now, I want you to slow down on the social media. There are several apps that you can use to block them for certain time periods, or you can delete them from your phone altogether. You can have it just only on your laptop, and that definitely slows you down because it's very awkward usually on a laptop or desktop. You don't have to like cut social media out of your life unless you have to cut social media out of your life. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, if things are having a real mental toll on you, you need to just like quick break and get out of there. And there's no shame in that. Please know, a social media break is great. I work with social media, so I'm on it constantly, and I'm just like, I gotta take a break. And it's always refreshing to come back with fresh eyes to it. So while I say get off of social media, I don't mean forever, unless you need it to be forever. Real talk, social media is not a necessity, right? But take a little break or shorten the time that you're on it. Check your phone. It records how long you're on each app. Maybe set yourself a little goal to, you know, I'm only going to do half an hour a day if you're someone who just sits and scrolls and scrolls and scrolls. You might want to also think about what it is that you're getting from social media and see where you can get it elsewhere. Is it that you want community? Then call a friend or text a friend. Is it that you want entertainment? Then maybe put on the radio and dance or watch a movie that you know you love or some other thing. Figure out what it is that you're getting from it and see where you can get it elsewhere that won't also have you thinking negatively and feeling negatively about yourself. Okay? The point of this is social media, although it is inherently kind of narcissistic, right? It's all for us to share about ourselves and our thoughts and our feelings outward. It's still not a focus on us. It's automatically focusing on other people's content, other people's thoughts, feelings, ideas, pictures, images, videos to consume. It's literally the opposite of focusing on ourselves. So if you're in a space where you need a break, please take one and don't feel bad or weird or awkward about it. I suggested this to a client of mine for various reasons, and she was resistant, not in that she didn't think it was a good idea, but she was resistant because she felt that she should be able to deal with the issues that were going on in her life without getting off of social media. So if you find yourself in that kind of judgy, self-judgy cycle, then please take another step back and recognize that we don't have to judge ourselves with these shoulds. Shoulda, coulda doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what is. And we can look at ourselves gently and make the right choice for us. Okay? All right. So the next step is to then take stock of your current life. We, especially for the people that I tend to attract, people who are very goal-oriented and ambitious and high achievers and have big dreams. And sometimes when you are striving and reaching and seeking and aiming and trudging and hustling and going and trying, it's easy to get like caught up in where you're going and how far it is to get there and all the things you got to do to get there, that you don't take stock of what you've got right now and how amazing the right now really truly is. It's like, okay, I'm saving up for this car. I really want to buy this fancy car. I can't even think of a fancy car. A Mercedes. I really want this Mercedes. Ooh, I'm saving. I'm working extra shifts. I'm trying to get that thing. And you're not recognizing that your cute little Camry is really has great gas mileage and is trudging along, even though it's a little bit older and smells really good. And you put the little fuzzy stuff on the seat, so it's so cute for you. And it automatically attaches to your phone, so you don't even have to press any buttons. It just automatically starts playing the music you like. And I don't know, whatever. But you're so caught up on gotta get that Mercedes-Benz, gotta get that Mercedes-Benz, that you're forgetting like what an amazing, cute little Camry you have. And when you take stock of your current life and you recognize how blessed you are, and you recognize how much stuff is going right, how much you've got going for you, it's a lot easier for you to focus on yourself in a positive way. And this is literally an activity to do to begin to focus on yourself. You can sometimes forget where you are in life because you're so focused on the forward. So I want to encourage you to take a stock of your current life. So write down the different areas that are important to you in your life. And there's no right or wrong with this, it's just whatever areas are important to you. Work, career, family, parenting, health and fitness, beauty, giving, charity, home, geez, I don't know, travel, adventure, fun, I don't know, anything. Finances, relationships. Okay? Pick the areas that matter to you, write them down, and just write out where you're at. The next step is to write your succinct goals. And I feel like the people who listen to this podcast have their goals written down. So really, sis, it's just about pulling them out, looking at them over, and seeing if that's still what you want. And if it's not what you want, get clear on it. You can go back to a past episode. I'll put which episode it is in the show notes because I forget. And you can do the four column exercise that I always prescribe to people if you want to get crystal clear on those goals. And then I want you to whip out your calendar and I want you to schedule in self-care. That's your next step. Schedule it in. Now, self-care, I know it's having its moment and everyone's talking about self-care and it means different things to different people. I'm not here to tell you what self-care should be for you. I'm just going to suggest that self-care, you take a very broad and wide and generous approach to how you define it. So I don't want you to think it's only things that pamper you. I don't want you to think it's only things that are, usually special that you may do a few times a month. I want you to think of self-care as a daily and all the things that you do to make yourself happy, whole, and healthy on the daily. To focus on yourself and your desires, your goals, where you are right now, it's only natural that your daily self-care will come up in the mix. It's only natural that you're like, okay, well, my current situation, you know, I'm 10 pounds heavier than I'd like to be. I'm stressed out about XYZ. These things are going to come up in addition to the, well, you know, I just got a raise at work and my sweetie's being extra nice these days and we're spending more time together. You know, there will be positives and negatives when you take stock of your current situation, which will lend to what those goals that you write down are. But your self-care is naturally going to be attached to both of those things. And it won't be explicit when you're writing the list, but when you go and read it over, you'll see what pops into your mind intuitively of what little self-care things you could be doing to support you right now. And I know self-care is kind of like just so overused. But if you're not caring for yourself, you can't truly be caring for anyone else. And I know you've heard this before, that you can't pour from an empty cup and that you have to fill yourself up first and then give from the overflow. And I know that for many women, it's very hard. I know for many women, it is very counterintuitive to put on your own gas mask and then the kids. But I want you to put your hand on your heart and remind yourself, I deserve to breathe. I deserve to take care of my body, mind, and spirit. And I want you to schedule in self-care in each of your days. This doesn't mean you have to do a 4-hour bubble bath every single day and an avocado mask every single night. Like, this can be little tiny instances of you connecting to you, doing a quick little breath work, journaling, reading something funny or reading a book, reading a magazine, getting your nails done or painting your nails if you like doing it at home, maybe taking a little extra time on your makeup, maybe styling your hair a different way. Maybe waking up and immediately drinking some water with lemon. Maybe putting more veggies on your plate and skipping the rice at dinner. It doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be intentional. You just have to show you that you love you. You just have to show you that you're focusing on your improvement, betterment, wellness. The last thing I would suggest to start focusing on you is to pick a project or a challenge. Now, maybe the ideas in this whole podcast could be the project or challenge that you choose. The self-care thing could be a challenge for you. But if you need like a guidance type thing, then I want you to find a challenge or a project. There's plenty on Pinterest that you could go and find quick, like 7-day challenges, 21-day challenges, month-long challenges for everything under the sun. Anything under the sun. I actually have a 21-day decluttering challenge starting on April 4th in my Manifested Sis Facebook group. It's a free group, so come on, join us. It's Manifest It Sis, like the podcast. It's on Facebook, completely free. Join us. We're going to have 21 days of decluttering mind, body, and soul. And it's going to be phenomenal. So if you can't find another challenge, or you'd like to do some decluttering of your mind, body, and soul, join us. But I really want you to find a project that feels good for you, that resonates for you. A friend of mine just completed a, I think it was a 30-day devotional challenge. She found it on Pinterest. So you can find a project for anything. Or you can make one of your own. I challenge myself to walk for 20 minutes every day. I challenge myself to read 10 minutes of a nonfiction book for every day this month. Who knows? No rules, except for the ones you make for you. But the point is, you have to start focusing on you. I do not want you to wake up one day, look around, and be like, what the hell is life? Who am I? What do I even like? What do I want to do? Why did I waste so much time? And I know you don't want that for you either. So, with all the love in my heart, please start focusing on yourself. And this is not planned, but if you're waiting on permission for something, please let this podcast be the permission slip. This actually came to me earlier and I shared it on TikTok and in my Facebook group. But whatever idea you got, however long ago, when you got the idea, that was the permission slip. As you were listening to this podcast episode, the little aha moments, the little ideas that popped in your head of, oh, I could do that. Oh, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll try this. Those little ideas, that was your permission. That was the divine sparking this idea in you so that you can take action. And I speak to tons of women each day, each week, who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, who feel like they're waiting for something before they start to truly live. And I want to just be clear, truly living looks different to everyone. Some people want to be jet setting around the world. Some people just want to have a backyard and a dog. Some people don't want any of that and want to be location independent. You know, there's no right, there's no wrong. But there's no reason to hold on to the dream and wait for some magical time in the future when it'll be the right time. It's like we're silently waiting for permission as we see other people do these things that are amazing. They're following their dreams. You see them, you're inspired, but then you're still not moving forward on your dream. Part of focusing on yourself is doing what's right for you as you are divinely guided to do it, as you are intuitively sparked to do it. So I want to encourage you to treat the moment you have an idea as you recognizing that source, spirit, the universe, the one, all that is, God, Allah, Yahweh, whoever you pray to, that person, that entity is bloom, giving you permission. Okay? And if you were for some reason waiting for permission to start focusing on yourself, then here it is. Here's your permission. So let's get cracking. It all starts with that decision. So when you shut off this podcast, I want you to write down, I decide, I choose, I declare, I vow to start focusing on me first. It isn't selfish. It's literally what your soul wants you to do. Okay? I got off on a little tangent, but it had to be said. I know you feel me. All right. Listen, if this spoke to you in any way, please let me know. I am on Instagram at the Danny Faust. I would love it if you shared. I'm happy to share you out. Let me know what your favorite part was. Let me know which of the items you're gonna do to start focusing on yourself. Just let me know if it hit home, because when I get those messages, it just warms my freaking heart. And if you're digging the podcast, I would love, love, love it if you would leave me a 5-star review on Apple, iTunes. It means a lot. It helps more people find the show, and it helps me be able to keep this podcast going. So have a great day. I love you. Bye.